listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Pet Life Radio. We are the Pampered Pooch with Vicki Nixon and Christine Latham. Today we're going to talk about a special way you pamper your pooches, which is animal communication. Sometimes we have issues or things going on, we just can't put our finger on it. Maybe training hasn't helped or the vet can't figure out what's going on. A lot of us that pamper our pooches, or some of us, whether you're new to it or you do it often, we'll go to an animal communicator who can actually see or feel what's going on with our dogs or our beloved pets, those that are here and those that may have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Sherry, and she is the owner of The Positive Pet. Sherry is an animal communicator who I have worked with in the past and have done events with, and she has done readings for pets of mine and foster dogs that I brought in through rescue. And I'd like to say welcome to Sherry for joining our show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Pawfume Dog Grooming and Finishing Spray is proud to be a new sponsor of Pet Life Radio. Pawfume Super Long Lasting Sprays are available in four unique fragrances. Each Pawfume spray is fortified with the finest conditioners and detanglers to make combing out your dog more fun. Pawfume retails for only $2 per 6-ounce bottle. Pawfume is available nationwide at all Dollar General and Family Dollar stores. Why pay more to have your dog smell great? Pawfume, Pawfume.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to win with dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge on demand every week right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Sherry, tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got into animal communication and what that is.
Okay. Well, I've been doing animal communication for probably maybe almost 10 years. I started doing it because I do pet portraits as a hobby, and when I would do the portraits, I would connect with the animal and realized I was actually getting images and messages from them. So I practiced it, took a few trips to New York to study with a very famous animal communicator and author of a book, took workshops with her, and it was just phenomenal. When I came back, it just kind of flowed continually. So now I do it all the time.
That's great. What do you mean when you were doing portraits, you'd get a feeling or something from the animal that you were
right.
painting?
I would get images in my mind while I was painting, and then I would just get feelings, and I would realize that I think it's the dog talking to me. So when I would give the portrait to the people who, you know, bought it from me, I would ask them the questions and tell them the messages I got, and it always made sense to them. It didn't make sense to me, but it made sense to them. It was like I could pick the personality right out of the picture without wow. knowing the dog or the pet, the cat, the dog, whatever.
That's amazing. And have you been able to help pets or certain situations people have had with maybe an ill animal they haven't known what to do? Or?
Yes. When I get this communication, I'll get it in many different forms. I get visions and images in my head. I will feel things empathically. Their emotions. I'll feel physical things that happen in their body. I'll smell things and taste things. So it's helpful because I relate everything the animal gives to me. I just relay it back, you know, in the way that they're giving it, and the people can interpret it the way they know their pet.
Right.
So, yeah,
that's great. How it works. I'm sure you're able to help a lot of people and yes. their pets with that.
Oh yeah, I have. I found we've helped with lost pets.
Oh, you.
That's not
awesome.
Always a guarantee, but that has helped. I'm able to describe surroundings that they're at, or you know what they last saw. Before they were lost, and that sometimes has helped.
That's
helped
great.
Some people. And of course, with illnesses that people aren't aware of, maybe a warning of something that they just need to have checked, because I always tell them to see their vet, but you know, possibly have this checked, because I'm getting that, you know, message from their animal.
That's great.
So. Very nice. What are some other things that you do with the positive pet?
I have a pet sitting service because I love animals. I mean, connecting with them in so many different ways, so I love taking care of other people's pets. I have great conversations with all their pets, and someday I might write a book about it because I've journaled many little conversations with the pets, which are, they're quite funny. They have great personalities, and I do the pet portraits. I also am a dog trainer. I've been doing that for the past 2 years. I'm really getting into that more, and that's nice because I'm going to use the animal communication with it and even be able to help people train their dogs and understand why they're not, you know, behaving the way they should or learning the way they should
right.
with the training. So,
like dogs may have a learning disability?
Yes, dogs can actually have ADD, and they can actually have a form of dementia or Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Just like people. And actually, dogs are very much like us. They read body language. That is their main way of communicating with their people, is through body language. They observe you. They know everything that you're doing. They read facial expressions. They feel your emotions. So a lot of times people wonder why their dog is maybe upset or nervous. Well, it might be the family member in the home is. They pick up it.
Okay.
So they sense it. So, yeah.
That's so interesting.
Okay, Sherry. So I'd kind of like to know a little bit about my newest member of the family, Emmy. Emmy is a 12-year-old Bichon that was with a few different families before we got her. And one of the families ended up going into a nursing home and couldn't keep her anymore. And their grandson wanted to euthanize her, unfortunately. But fortunate for her and for us, they called a rescue, and we fostered Emmy and later adopted her. So one of the things I'd like to know about her is if there's anything about her past life that I kind of need to know about, and also if there's like any health issues that you that are coming to mind with her.
Okay. Well, the first thing I get with her is that she had a very important job to do. She was a caretaker, so to speak, for her, one of her owners in her home. She always looked after that person and had a real strong connection with it, so she felt really important. So it's important for her to feel like she's got a job at your home, whatever that could be. Just assign her some sort of a caretaking type of a job, because she's a very good looking after, like, for companionship. I think she was very connected. So whether it was the person that was put in the nursing home, I'm not sure, but she kind of missed that and feels like she doesn't have her job anymore. So I think she needs to have a job for one. She is very thankful that she's not been put to sleep. She really is happy that she's rescued, and she would like to stay with you. That's, I could get that for sure.
That's good.
She also, and she's very, seems to be very connected with the other dogs in the house too. They've really, they I want to say she feels like they look up to her like a big sister of some sort. So that would help her too. Just that maybe could be her job. She could be just the big sister and help the other dogs. But as far as issues, I'm not getting anything major, except I keep feeling the strain in my back. Does she have any kind of medical issues that you know of? Or had in the past?
Not that I'm aware of. The only thing I'm aware of is that she's got like the nuclear sclerosis, or however you pronounce that, with the thickening of the islands. And then she just had a vestibular disease where I don't even know how to exactly like describe it. Yeah, it's like vertigo.
She got sick real bad.
Yeah, she was pretty sick with it. But after a few days of medicine, she's a lot better now, and they say usually it doesn't repeat itself. But maybe she has like a back issue that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, I would just watch it. It might be, you know, little dogs, sometimes they jump around and they just move the wrong way, and they just kind of like us, we strain a muscle or put something out of place, but that would be the only thing. I feel like, you know, our dogs, our pets also take on a lot of the physical pain and emotional pain of the people, their families. So if there's anybody in the family that has issues, a lot of times the dog will mimic the same symptoms.
Well, that would be me and my back, probably.
Okay, well then that could explain why I pick up the back. Yes. She's feeling it. They do. They feel our sadness. They feel our happiness. They feel our anger. They don't know why, but they just do. They feel it. And they also feel our physical pain, because our pets actually are there to help us through our life. So if it makes it easier by taking on some of our physical pain, they do. And that's why sometimes they're, you know, having, you know, issues. It's not sometimes theirs.
Right.
Sometimes they're family members.
Wow.
Is there any way to tell her that she doesn't have to take that pain on?
Yes, but as a pet who's always dedicated and loving to their people, they're very loyal, they will go out of their way to do anything. I mean, dogs particularly will endure a lot of pain and suffering for their people just because they do. They just will. That's just their way. So it's kind of hard. You can tell them that not to, but, you know, they love us. They love you, so they would do it.
Okay, Sherry. So another question, I guess, is my other newest member of the family is Louie. And Louie was a puppy mill rescue he was in a puppy mill for 9 years. He's 10 years old now. And Louie has a lot of quirks. He's just got a lot of issues that he's working through from being in a mill so long. You know, he's a lovable guy. We really love him. He's just a funny little dog. Some of the stuff I was describing earlier off of the air. Is there anything about Louie that's kind of coming to mind?
Well, I definitely pick up, he's like a class clown that doesn't even know it. He just has that likable, lovable, funny personality. And I can see that he's showing me images that he was pretty much a lot by himself, secluded in one area of wherever the puppy mill, very small area, and a lot of dogs around him, he would kind of entertain them from his place. I can't describe it any other way. That's just what I get right now, is that he tried to interact with them from wherever he was kept. He was kept separated for some reason, and some of them were. Some of them are all bunched together, and some of them were just separated in small little areas. So, but he's a very loving dog. Can't help some of the quirks only because he grew up that way. It's almost like when you're raised in a little confined area, you just develop these god-awful habits, like a stutter or whatever. He's got those that may never go away, but he is just very lovable, and he's just a very funny little guy.
He is a funny little guy. You know, one thing I kind of worry about, it sounds bad, but somehow he's a little less, I mean, he's part of our family, but he's, like, kind of separate somehow, in a way. Like, we love him, but because he doesn't come up to us as much, like, even though you, like, I'll, if we're all sitting on the couch, and yeah, he wouldn't come over to us, but, like, I'll go and I'll get him and I'll pick him up. But there's still, like, I think a little bit of a lost connection, I guess. Right. And I worry about how he feels.
Well, that's definitely from being secluded when he grew up, and all the time he was at the puppy mill, he was separated. So feeling that disconnection with, he didn't even have a lot of human contact, I'm seeing. So that is part of his problem. He would very much like to be apart. Doesn't know how to initiate sometimes because he's so used to being separated. So yeah, I would, you know, you should keep initiating him to join and make it fun and loving for him because he really does want to be a part of your family.
Yeah, cool. So. How about Sugar and Princess? Is there anything that you can kind of
now,
feel?
Did either one of those come from a puppy mill too?
Yeah, Princess came from a puppy mill. She came from an Amish puppy mill, actually. She was in it for 3 years.
Okay.
And then Sugar, it's kind of the same thing. She was born in a puppy mill, but like was sold to a pet store very young. So she didn't really, wasn't really raised. And
how long did she stay in the puppy mill?
Princess was in it for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they use her as to breed dogs? Because
yes.
I'm getting that it was just a continuous cycle of having puppies. And it was very hard on her only because, you know, dogs, just like women, we go through emotional, hormonal changes. And that was very difficult for her. So she was glad to have to be saved from that. She doesn't have any other major issues as far as the trauma of being there. But she really enjoys being, like all four of these dogs really enjoy their company with each other. Whether they show it or not, they like that feeling of a family connection. Because they each had their own issues where they were separated from family and people and other pets. And like Emmy is the one that was with the elderly.
Yeah.
And so that was just kind of a secluded thing for her. She was really close to like one or two people and that was it. So now they're kind of enjoying a whole family of four dogs with a family. So
yeah.
And it's so funny because Christine is the most social. You talk about the pampered pooch and going to events. Christine can take all four of her Bichons. They all walk by her. They don't act out. They go to more places than I do. I think Christine's dogs are the most socialized dogs, so they probably feel like they are living the life of Riley.
Oh,
you know,
they are. They're definitely glad that they were saved. Definitely.
Cool. Thank you. And that was Lulu. Was it? Or no, Simon. That was Simon.
Gosh, Sherry, it's been so exciting just hearing about our pets. And of course, you know, I want to ask a couple things about my dogs. I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
My Simon is my oldest Bichon. He's 9. And I worry about him because he acts like he doesn't really need anything.
Like attention or?
Yes, attention. He's, at times he won't be comforted if, you know, he's, somebody's bothered or, I just wonder about him.
Well, first I want to ask, do you take him to a lot of places?
No, I used to, but I don't so much anymore.
He's angry a little bit with you because he feels like he doesn't. And while we were talking about the other dogs.
Yes.
We heard a little growl from him.
Yes.
He was commenting. Because we were talking about how Christine takes all of her dogs very well behaved.
Yes.
They go everywhere. He doesn't.
You're
right. That was his answer to you.
It's so funny because I even try to take him in the car like once a week. Because I say to my husband, I don't take him out like I used to. I don't take him places like I used
to. That's exactly what he's a little bit frustrated because he wants to go places with you again.
Okay.
He wants to be able to go everywhere.
Okay.
And I think he's saying he'll behave if you do.
Okay,
you do
good.
Take him, he'll behave.
I will be doing that, definitely. That's good to know. He is such a good boy, and he rides in the car so well.
That's
and he likes to get out. Do you see anything about Lulu, my girl, who's 7, Bichon?
Did she used to have a problem with her back?
I don't know. Maybe. I've been wanting to take her to the acupuncturist. You've all heard me on Pet Life Radio talk about take them to acupuncture and chiropractic. Simon and Mateo have been to the acupuncturist, but Lulu hasn't because I hadn't thought she needed it, but she may.
I just ask that because I pick up a very sensitive area sometimes that she has to watch how she like jumps up and down from steps or whatever, and that just could be something.
Do you know where it would be, Sherry?
It feels like it's in the lower disc area.
Okay.
Lower back.
Okay.
You know, above the hip area.
Okay.
And that's just a sensitive spot for a lot of dogs anyway. Just
right.
Because of, you know,
she does a lot of jumping, more than we call her the mountain goat. She does more jumping up and down than anybody.
As long as she's jumping and she doesn't cry or act like she's in pain, I just feel like there might be just a sensitive area that maybe is strained or.
Okay. You know, I'll check that out.
Checked, yeah.
Okay. She seems pretty happy and.
Oh, she's happy, yeah.
She runs the boys and.
Yeah. Yeah, she's happy just with her life, just as it is, so.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. And any health issues for Simon or Lulu that I need to worry about upcoming?
I don't feel like there's anything. I'm not feeling anything. They're not giving me any indication that there's any health issues. They just want to socialize.
Okay. It's really important. Yes, I need to do that. I'm always very envious is not the word, because I think so much of Christine and the socialization she's done with her dogs. But I watch her and I think, wow, she has made a concerted effort. When it was just Sugar and Princess and then the foster dog she has, she gets them out and socializes them. And it is so helpful.
Oh,
you can really see how stable they are, how they are with other dogs, and it's really good. So that's a good encouragement for me to get back there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you connect with your dog, all they want is for attention from their family members, their loved ones. And if you just focus on them when you are with them, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, you'll see that there really develops a real strong connection with the dog or the pet and you, just by focusing all of your attention on them you're with them. So.
That's great. Now, Sherry, what if we weren't able to get you at an event, or we weren't able to sit face to face with you? And I'm sure there's going to be people that want to hear on Pet Life Radio that would like to get in touch with you and have a communication or have you talk to them about their pet. How would they do that?
Okay, well, I'm listed in a lot of different search engines and pet-related websites, but I do have my own website, thepositivepet.com and thepositivepet.net. You can find me either way.
How do you spell that?
The positive, PAWSITIVE.com or .net.
Okay.
And just on there, you'll find the animal communication page. You can call me, 586-294-5506. And other than that, I am listed in various different events.
Okay. Around. You do events around. And people, can they have a reading over the phone? What if live out of state?
I do phone readings, and they go very well. In fact, sometimes the phone readings are really good because there's not a lot of distraction for me as far as visual images or anything, and I can just really connect.
Okay.
So, yes, by phone.
Good.
Definitely, and set up an appointment. And
okay, great. And on your website, we can see your portraits that you've done.
Oh,
and
yes, I have everything on the website, different pages for everything that I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Well,
thanks
really
for having
really
me.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry.
This is Christine from the Pampered Pooch, and I'm at the Redford Doggy Rama. I'm here with Julie from Gertie Gear. Julie, can you tell us a little bit about what Gertie Gear is?
Gertie Gear is fashionable pet airbeds. I have a senior beagle, about 13, 14 years old, that has a lot of health problems, including, you know, back problems, sometimes incontinence. She slobbers a lot because she incessantly licks her paws. And I just got tired of buying the, you know, typical kind of bed with stuffing or foam in it, because, you know, Gertie needs extra support. She always has to have a bed to lie in. And, you know, if she urinated on the bed or something, we would be doing emergency loads of laundry. And we had to have 3 or 4 at a time, so that if, you know, one was air drying or one's washing and then she's got one and they keep falling apart when you put them in the laundry. And, you know, it just got frustrating. I kept buying a bed like every other month. And I wanted to come up with a solution that would make my life easier, but that also that she would be more comfortable in and provide the full support that she needs. So essentially, I named the product Gertie Gear because of Gertie. And essentially, there's an inflatable piece, a round inflatable piece on the inside that's covered completely with a marine canvas cover that protects the inflatable, which cat claws can't get through, dog claws can't get through. And then on the outside of that is a fashionable slip cover, which is made of apparel fabric, all different kinds and colors and patterns. And the canvas as well as the outer slip covers are completely machine washed and dry. Generally, I just take off the outer cover, especially if there's been a lot of shedding or something, and throw that into the laundry and just throw another one on. And, you know, I made the first one, had a prototype made by a friend, and other friends saw them when they came over and liked them a lot. So I decided, okay, well, you know, maybe there's something to this. Maybe I should start manufacturing these. So I learned how to sew.
Yeah.
And purchased, you know, all the materials. And I'm a graphic designer, art director by trade. So I did the logo and all the marketing stuff. And we've been going for about a year and a half selling them, visiting, you know, doing artisans markets this summer, dog type events like this, as well as obedience and agility dog shows, and there's been very well received. This April, we were actually chosen for the Earth Day in Hollywood campaign, where 25 of the most eco-conscious celebrities in Hollywood, you know, including Ellen DeGeneres and Drew Barrymore and Justin Timberlake, all got a pet airbed.
Oh, cool.
Because they're sustainable qualities, because they tend to last, you know, several times more than other beds, because they never compress or fall apart in the wash. They don't hold odors. They're vet recommended for their orthopedic benefits, but yet, you know, the orthopedic beds actually cost a lot more, but they still have foam, which holds odors, and they eventually do decompress. So, plus they're, you know, made at home at the moment. They're not made in a big factory, and all the materials are purchased domestically. So, you know, they have a smaller eco footprint, and, you know, they're just better for the owners, the dogs, and, you know, the environment. So
very cool. Now, how often do you have to, like, do you have to put air back into the bed at all?
If we've been using the same original beds for almost 2 years now, and I've never had to blow them up. Yeah, unless they're out in, like if you put them in the car overnight and it gets cold, it decompresses a little bit. But that's just a natural thing. But I've never had them leak yet.
Well, that's very cool. And about how much does, you know, what are the different sizes and about how much do they cost?
There's three different sizes, a 30-inch, a 36-inch, and that's diameter, and a 46. The 30-inch is 45. The medium is 55. The larger ones start at 95. And the smaller beds come with a basic, solid choice of colors, flannel, cotton cover. The larger ones come with a fleece, or you can have a suede or a silky print, since it's a little bit more of an investment. And then there's all kinds of apparel fabric, slip covers of different types of fabrics, as well as colors and patterns, depending on, you know, what you're, you know, to fit the decor in your home.
Yeah. Now, how much do the extra covers cost generally, or does that vary depending on what it is?
Yeah, it absolutely varies based on the type of fabric. You know, there's some flannel and cotton prints that the replacement covers for the smaller sizes are 19 and 22. And then they go all the way up to, you know, there's some silky and suede cloth type prints that are a little more expensive at 37 and 44.
Yeah, but really for what you're getting, like you said, you know, you don't go through the beds like you would if you bought a typical dog bed. So it sounds like it's a good investment.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of an investment, but there's a lot of value to it.
Right.
Plus, if you have a senior dog, if you look for online for orthopedic beds, you start at 100, and for a large dog, it can go up to 600, 700.
Right.
So in that sense, you know, there's a lot more value to it, and it's a lot more economical.
That sounds good. And we can basically check out Gertie Gear at www.gertiegear.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. Now, I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. This week we have our Pooch is waiting to be pampered. Vicki, can you tell us a little bit about?
Yes, this week is about Layla. As you know, our Pooch waiting to be pampered is our rescue dog that's looking to be adopted into their forever home. Layla is being fostered through Pet Adoption Alternative of Warren. We call them PAW, P-A-A-W, Pet Adoption Alternative of Warren. Layla is American Bulldog, American Staffordshire Terrier mix. She's an adult female. She's super friendly. They estimate her to be about 2 to 3 years old. She weighs in about 70 pounds and is very svelte. She's got a beautiful black coat with a white diamond on her chest. They say that she loves, 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 loves people. She wants to be close as she can to them. She likes attention, and she likes to give big, sloppy doggy kisses. Layla was found as a stray, and she's been a very good girl ever since. She walks beautifully on a leash, and she would love to find a home of her own without small children because she's very strong, and she could probably knock a small child down. So probably no child under the age of 10.
Yeah, because she probably wouldn't even realize that she's just trying to play.
Yes, and she loves people so much, you know. She's just a big girl looking for love. So if you're looking for a sweet dog who's got a lot of love to give, take some time to look at her profile. You can find Layla's profile at the Pet Adoption Alternative of Warren's website, which is www.pawarren.org. That's PAAWARREN.org.
Thanks. And she's such a pretty girl.
She really is.
This week, our Pampered Pooches of the Week, and that is plural because we have two this week, is Marco and Sophie. Both of them are Bichons. Marco is 5 years old and Sophie is 4. We couldn't resist having two Pampered Pooches of the Week because they're a team. Their mom says that basically they're in love with each other.
So cute.
Marco's favorite nickname is Fancy Pants. And Sophie's favorite is Schminky. How their mom came to get Marco is he was basically rescued. A coworker told her about a neighbor's new puppy that they felt sorry for because he was kept outside all day. And Bichons are not outside dogs. Basically, they adopted him a little bit later. He came with a few health issues because he was being outside, you know, instead of in a home. Sophie was a breeder reject. She had some reactions to her puppy shots and was sold in an auction to an upstart kennel.
Wow.
She basically purchased Sophie from the kennel with her auction tag still wired to her neck, which is sad. I mean, that kind of shows you what puppy mills are like.
They go by numbers, not by any names.
That's right. Sophie basically became paralyzed within a couple of weeks. They spent a lot of money trying to get Sophie feeling better. Right now, she has a stage 2 heart block and still limps around on her front paw, but her right front paw has fully recovered. Some of Sophie and Marco's likes, they really like to be spoiled. Marco especially likes belly rubs and following his mom, Heidi, around everywhere. He also likes his papa's recliner. Sophie became the princess when she couldn't walk on her front paw, so she milks it now. She expects to be carried up the stairs when it's time for bed. She waits and wags her tail and expects to be picked up. She only comes when she's really excited, too excited to wait. Some of Marco and Sophie's favorite toys. Marco loves the big stuffed lambs with squeakers in them. He likes green, blue, and pink. Sophie likes whatever anyone else likes, pretty much. Their favorite food, they love baby carrots and they love Zooks. Zooks is Zukes.com. Their favorite activity is basically going bye-bye for walks, and they like to go to bed, which they call night-night. They love sleeping on the bed, and they really like the fresh out of the hot dryer feeling of the sheets. And Marco loves it when basically they play with his favorite toys, and Sophie likes it when she lays on the floor and Sophie gets to attack her mom. So check out Marco and Sophie, this week's Pampered Pooches. Our Pampered Pooch product of the week is Pet Talk. Pet Talk is in the shape of a little, basically, telephone, like an old-fashioned looking telephone, and you can record the sound of your voice for your pets, and you can play it back while you're gone.
How does that work, Christine? Is it battery-operated or what?
Yeah, it is battery-operated. It takes 4 AAA batteries. And the batteries basically last depending on how long you have it set for. You can have it set on different intervals. It can go every 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or every 4 hours. So if you're going to leave your dog at home for the day, put the Pet Talk up somewhere where the dog cannot get to it, but where they can hear it, and turn it on, and it will play every, again, depending on what interval you set it at. Every 2 hours, it'll play a message. Your dogs will be like, huh, what's going on? You know, I don't see my parent, but I hear their voice. And it's meant to be very comforting for your dog.
Let's just hope your dog doesn't bark at the sound of your voice. If you live in a condo or an apartment, though, can you imagine that thing goes off and your dog starts barking? They may call on you.
That's true. Luckily, it's only, you can record up to 10 seconds at a time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so at least, like, they'll probably hear it and they'll be a little curious as to what's going on. Maybe they'll bark at it, but, you know, it's not going to last too long.
Right. Christine, how can people get one of these Pet Talks?
You can go to www.petalk.net. They have them there for $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Or you might be able to find one at a local boutique that sells pet-related products. Or, again, you can go to www.petalk.net. That's actually all the time that we have for today. We'd like to thank you for listening to The Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.